Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Broadcasting from Aspen, and we are at the HBO Comedy Arts Festival. With me is Ted Bell and Robert Greene. They're on the line from Ted's of Beverly Hills. Bob, you're with Fraser Foods, right?
That is correct, Phil. This is our second year we're involved in our Support the Troops program, and we're very proud to be doing that.
And Ted, are you there?
I'm right here, Phil. One of the things we wanted to say about our Support the Troops program is simply this. We looked around us, didn't we, Bob?
Yeah.
And we noticed that we did not see anybody in the business community really doing anything for our troops. You know, you can say a lot, what you can say what you want about the, you know, all of the other things that go on, you know, talking about President Bush and supporting the Congress. But who's supporting our troops, Phil, and who in the business community, okay, is supporting our troops? And so that was the thing that I talked to Bob Greene about, and Robert and I have been talking at length. We've had a couple of meetings with some of the community members, and that's why we wanted to have the Support Your Troops night.
And we want to thank Ted Phil for donating the restaurant, too.
Now, that'll be a week from tonight. That's March the 7th.
That is correct, Phil.
At your restaurant, a Support the Troops night.
Because, Phil, again, I want to emphasize this. Nobody in the business community has been doing anything to support our troops. And let me say something, because maybe people haven't noticed this. We are about to go to war, W-A-R, and it's amazing, Bob, isn't it, how lightly people take this?
Well, it really is, Phil. We've got a lot of guys over there, 200,000 guys and gals ready to give it up for America, and no one in the business community is doing anything. And when Mr. Bell said that he wanted to have a Support Your Troop night, I said to myself, this is a... in my opinion, an original idea. I couldn't believe that no one else had thought about it. But Ted Bell, of course, has been a leading figure in the business community in Los Angeles for a long time.
Well, a leading member of the business community throughout the country.
Well, I think so, Phil.
All right, so I want to just say this to you. The Support Your Troops night, you can have at the lounge at Ted's of Beverly Hills.
No, Phil, we're going to have it at all three of the Ted's of Beverly Hills restaurants in Georgetown, in Washington, D.C., the Walnut Creek, which is our new location, of course, the classic Ted's of Beverly Hills.
Which is in Beverly Hills,
and that's going to be this coming Friday night. What we're going to do is we're going to have a poster-sized picture of Saddam Hussein hanging in our lounge, and the people will be able for $5 to throw a dart and try to assassinate Saddam Hussein.
I think it's really a fun way to take out our anger against this guy, Phil. For $5, you get a dart, and if you hit him between the eyes, You've killed him, and you get a baked potato from the Ted's of Beverly Hills baked potato tray, and that's something to do for the troops.
$10 cover charge, Phil, two-drink minimum, and, of course, the happy hour prices do not apply, but what we're trying to do, what we're trying to desperately do here, is we're trying to get business, and we're trying to get the American people, more to the point, behind our guys.
All right, so this is next Friday night, Support Our Troops night. They're going to be throwing darts at a picture of Saddam Hussein.
Yeah, it's $10 for a dart.
And Phil, Fraser Foods is supplying the baked potatoes that people can win. It's something we're doing.
And Phil, here's the best part, and we didn't bring this up. All of the money, outside of costs, most of the money, I should say, will go to the Military Orphanage Fund for the children of our guys who died in action, Phil.
I got to tell you, that's a wonderful thing.
Thank you. I
think it's great, Phil. I think, you know, Ted doesn't pat himself on the back enough, but I think it is, you know, we've got a, really, Ted, congratulations on that.
It's a wonderful thing, Ted. So all the money is going to go to this fund.
The money after expenses, Phil, will go to the Military Orphanage Fund. You see, Phil, here's how it is, and I said to myself, I said to Bob, I said to Teddy Newland over there at Independent Films, I said, what are we doing in the business community for our guys in the field? What are we doing in the business community for our guys and gals over there that are putting their lives on the line, that are putting themselves in harm's way? See, I'm Ted Bell, and I don't go for half measures. I don't follow, I create. You understand what I'm saying?
I think, Phil, what Ted represents to most of us is he does have a creative mind.
And also, Phil, nobody is doing anything to remind the public that we're about to go to war. You know, all of the things that we see in the newspaper, we're about to go to war. And I think it's important.
And regardless of what you think about the war, whether you're for it, whether you're against it, hey,
support our troops.
Support our troops. That's exactly right.
Well, I'm in favor of certainly helping our guys and our ladies in the field with whatever. I want to give our phone number out. It's 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. We're talking with Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills and Bob Green from Fraser Foods. They have put together a Support the Troops night. $10 buys you a dart, and you can throw it at Saddam Hussein and try to assassinate him, right, Ted?
Yeah, that's exactly right, Phil. And 90% of the proceeds go to the Military Orphanage Fund. And if you hit him between the eyes, let me tell you what, you've just assassinated Saddam Hussein. It's just a lot of fun, and you'll get yourself a baked potato and go ahead and get yourself a steak, too. At Ted's of Beverly Hills, we have three big locations, of course, in Georgetown, Walnut Creek, and the classic Ted's of Beverly Hills in the Beverly Hills area. So, Bob, did you want to add anything?
I just want to say, Phil, again, that it's sad that nobody in the business community has picked up and run with the ball until we have come up with this. And we're trying to let people know Saddam Hussein, this is not a good guy.
Absolutely not. This guy, Saddam Hussein, has done some things.
He's gassed people.
I was going to say that he's gassed people. He has done a number of things that one could say are... I wouldn't do them, and I know that you wouldn't either, Bob.
No, I wouldn't. And a lot of people, I think, need to understand war is hell, Phil. I was in the United States Air Force myself. There's nothing like being in battle. It's a terrible thing, but we got to do it. And fortunately, I've been through war, and I don't get skittish the way a lot of people do.
And I was also, Phil, ROTC, of course, I trained and did a lot of things. I think the American people are scared, and what we're saying is don't be scared. Join us for our Support the Troops night.
All right. Support the Troops night, March the 7th. Proceeds go to the Military Orphanage Fund.
That is correct. 80% of the proceeds will go to the Orphanage Fund. Now, the business community needs a good swift kick in the rear end because they're doing nothing for war awareness. We, out here at Ted's of Beverly Hills and Fraser Foods, are finally doing something for war awareness. And here's the other thing. But can I tell them, Bob?
Yeah, go ahead.
Our women's restroom at Ted's of Beverly Hills, this is great. This is something for the gals. We have painted a picture of Saddam Hussein on the bottom of the toilet, and the hole is the mouth. Is that right?
Yeah, that's the mouth.
This is something for the gals. And they can have fun, and they can go in and do whatever they need to do, and there's Saddam Hussein's face down there, and, you know, and you give it a flush. It's just a little...
Well, okay, so in other words, this is a night where you're basically humiliating Saddam Hussein in a number of different ways.
Absolutely. But more importantly, Phil, I'm Ted Bell, and what I do better than anybody is I remind people in the business community, and I remind your listeners, the average American, excuse me, have you heard we may go to war? Because these people are obviously watching too many cartoons or whatever's going on. I don't think the American people have got it down yet, Phil, so that's what we're going to do, and I think for our part, we're very proud of that.
Yeah, people don't know that Saddam is evil, Phil. Americans have become deaf and dumb to what's going on. They need to know that this guy's bad.
And do you think the American people are not aware of how bad he is?
Oh, not at all, no. I think they think he's just,
Well, they think he's another towelhead, Phil, with a mustache or something. He's not really a guy that to be afraid of. So when we have our Support the Troops night, and 65% of our profits go to the kids there what's the name?
It's the military. It's a fund for kids that whose dads died in a war.
The military.
Well, you said the Military Orphanage Fund.
Yes, the Military Orphanage Fund. We're making a statement unlike anybody else in the business community. I'm proud of that, Phil. I'm very, very proud of that.
All right, well, guys, I got to say, I think what you're doing is great. Now, a percentage of the profits you have to cover, obviously, your employees for the evening and
right, 60 to 65% goes to the kids in the hospital.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Robert Green and Ted Bell, they're two businessmen in the Los Angeles, Southern California business community who are they're intent on supporting the troops. They're going to have a Support the Troops night. They're for $10 you can come in, or $5, whatever it was. I forget. It was $10. You can throw a dart at Saddam Hussein's face. And a portion of the proceeds, and I forget what he said, 60%? He said 75? 75%, 65% goes to the Military Orphanage. And that's for the kids whose fathers and mothers have died in combat. It's a good cause. I just don't know about, you know, how much money he's giving to the orphanage. But let's get some phone calls on this. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills Restaurant and Bob Green from Fraser Foods. And we'll be right back. This is the Phil Henry Show. We're live in Aspen. We'll be right back.
The Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Making pot brownies. The Phil Henry Show is back.
Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse, come on down.
Hey, listen, everybody.
Yeah,
am I on?
You're on, right?
Okay, hold on, Ted. Go ahead and say what you want to say, because I can't hear you. You're in that restaurant.
That restaurant's my restaurant, Phil.
I'm sorry, the where you are.
All right. Come on down. We've got the pork loin this weekend, but this is the last weekend for the pork loin. Now, that's slow roasted. And then we take it off, we carve it up, we throw it on that plate, we slap on some vegetables, we throw stuff onto the plate, meat, sauce, vegetables, potatoes, just, it's fantastic. We'll just slap it on there and throw it on your table. It's great, and it's right there. Ted's of Beverly Hills, downtown,
Beverly Hills.
That's right, Phil. You know, we got so many stores opening now.
All right, we're on with Ted and, Robert Green. It is a, Support the Troops night, 1 week from tonight. And
that is correct, Phil. It's going to be a $10 cover to get in and throw a dart at Saddam Hussein. It's a lot of fun.
And if they hit the bullseye, what do they get?
They get a baked potato. And those baked potatoes, Phil, are supplied by Fraser Foods. And this is a partnership with Ted Bell.
All right. The other thing I wanted to say is, how much money is going to the military orphanage?
I think it will be made that clear, and I've got to get my accounting guys in here, but 50% is going to the orphanage for the kids.
All right, 50%.
That is correct.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Your big point, though, is nobody in the business community is doing anything for the troops.
Absolutely, Phil. When I look around and I see what the business community in this country is doing to support our troops, I want to retch. I want to, literally, I just want to pitch up what's left of my Ted's pork loin, because I don't see the business community doing what I do. See, I'm Ted Bell, and I step out in front. I step out in front, and some business people will follow.
And we at Fraser Foods, Phil, are appreciative of that.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Here is Will. Go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Yeah, hi. I applaud your efforts. I agree. The orphanage is a great way to support our troops, support the orphans that may occur from the war. But I think you could do a little more. You kind of varied your percentage going to the actual orphanage. A dart, a picture of Saddam Hussein, and some potatoes cost. I mean, that can't be absorbed. You can't go the extra mile and say 100% of the proceeds
to answer your question, Will, I think it's a good question. I have overhead. I have certain costs. 45% to 50% is going to the kids.
But here's what I think the gentleman's saying. You said it was 60%.
I've got to get the numbers here. I don't know. But we do have costs. But Will, are you in business?
Yes.
Will?
Yes.
Are you in business?
Yes, I am, and I understand what it takes to run a business.
Okay.
Let me just say this because I'm cutting up here.
You guys get out there and do something.
I appreciate
you
bringing,
maybe you're listening to your radio.
I'll hang up and listen.
7 second delay.
Okay. 1-800-4. I don't know what he said.
Well, he said, Phil, that he does have a business, but he's not going to do anything for our troops. He's going to teach. You see, I love how people call up
Can I jump in, Phil? Because this is a big point. Everybody wants to jump down Ted's throat because he's only giving 50%. The fact of the matter is America is filled with businessmen who aren't giving nickel one. They're sitting there, they're going home, they're fretting over the newspaper, they're buying duct tape and looking like utter cowards. I was in the military. I can tell you, I saw it all. And I think it's sad that a guy like Ted can come on and donate money and everybody else, they're not doing anything.
Nobody's criticizing Ted.
Well, that's all I'm hearing is criticism.
No, nobody's criticizing. They're saying that the percentage is very...
I said we're giving 40%.
No, you said you were given 45 to 50.
Well, the numbers vary depending upon how these people come to the restaurant.
So, you know, you're not in business. You don't own your own business, so you don't understand how these things go.
All right, maybe I don't. 1-800-449-8686. Bill, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hello.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
I just don't understand where these percentages are going. You started off, I've been listening to your show for about 10 minutes now. When I first tuned in, it was 90%. Then it went down to 75%.
That's true.
Now it's down to 60 and 45%. What percentage is actually going?
We are giving, I'm sorry, Bill, if I've been confusing, because when you are in a fluid situation like a restaurant business, your overhead can shift. Now, are you in business for yourself?
No, I don't buy it.
Yeah,
I
agree.
It at all.
You have to fix the figure, Ted. You have to...
Phil, it floats. It's a floating figure, depending upon... We are between 35 and 40%.
All right, so that's down...
Now you're down to 35% to 40%?
I'm sorry, sir?
Now you're down to 35 to 40% of the gross that'll actually go to these kids?
All right. Let's ask a question I think that's a better question to ask. What are you doing to support our troops? Are you a businessman?
That's not my question.
That's
question
not your main,
to you...
Yeah.
Oh,
my question to you is, what is the percentage that you are actually going to give of your growth? If you're legitimate,
absolutely,
you're getting hundreds of thousands of dollars of free advertising right now,
nationwide,
but all over the world.
That's
going to cover your cost of one night 100 times over. You know that, and I know that if you're really in business.
Can I jump in? This is Bob Green, Bill. All over America today, I see people raising money for AIDS, for breast cancer, abused kids.
You're changing the subject.
We want to raise money for our troops, and guys like you won't let us do it, and I think it's sad.
Stick with us.
I don't think this...
Give a figure.
Yeah.
There's no reason why 100% of this can't go. But if you want to give 90%, give 90%. Anything below 90%, it's a farce. It's an absolute farce.
I want to say something, Bill. If you're not doing anything for our troops, if you're not doing anything for our troops, you might as well get on your knees in front of Saddam Hussein and swallow.
All right, listen. There are... Bill, are you there? I guess Bill hung up. Our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. We're talking to Ted Bell and Bob Green. I didn't like that swallow crack either. I thought that was...
Phil, I'm going to tell you something. I'm Ted Bell. What I've done for our troops, I don't see any other businessman in this country.
It's true, Phil. It's Bob Green. I don't think any other businessman is doing what Ted Bell's doing. And yet people call up, and it's almost like that old saying, never look a gift horse in the mouth. Well, I see a lot of people out there taking a look at the
mouth of the horse.
They're looking at the teeth of the, And they're looking into the horse, and they're not saying, hey, Ted Bell, you're doing a great thing. Fraser Foods is proud to be associated with Ted's of Beverly Hills, all baked potatoes provided by us. And
you know, guys, a lot of what you're saying is beginning to sound like one long commercial. I think that's what people are reacting to.
Oh, I see. Okay, so in other words, I can't do anything for our troops because it sounds like a commercial. I think it's a sad, sad world.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Chase, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Yeah. You're right, to the host. This is the first time I'm calling, but we'd like to know that does this sound like a commercial on the radio for free? I know he's trying to do for the troop.
He's
property to the child, you know, to the wounded troop child for 90% to 45%, and I bet you in about 10 minutes he's going to say 35%.
Yeah, we're hearing the figure shifting too, Chase.
No, Mr. Sir, I think you're doing a disservice to our troops by saying that I'm lying. I said it's a fluid situation, it is very liquid, and it's something that's wet, I guess, is what I'm trying to say.
Okay, 1-800-449-8686. Giving money for our troops, that's one thing, but are some of these businesses ripping people off? 1-800-449-8686. You're listening to The Phil Henry Show. We'll be back with Ted Bell and Bob Green in just a moment.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
And the way this man's been treated, in my opinion, Mr. Hendry.
All right, hold on. We're back on the air. What did you want to say, Mr. Green?
I want to say that the way Mr. Bell has been treated on your program, the way...
No, hold on. These are my listeners calling in.
I challenge, Phil, it's Ted Bell. I challenge your listeners, rather than make fun of whether I'm giving 30% or 50%, you know, what's the difference? I'm giving money to the orphanage for military veterans. What are your listeners doing? I'll tell you something right now, Phil. If those business people out there and the average citizen isn't doing anything, they might as well be over in Baghdad right now scrubbing Saddam Hussein's toilets, joining the Iraqi army, or anything else, because I'm telling you right now, I'm Ted Bell. See, I don't need anybody telling me whether I'm doing something right.
It's what we said was, if you're giving money to the military orphanage, it's an admirable thing, Ted. I have nothing against that.
Thank you, but you're also sticking up for your...
But all I'm saying is it 30%? Is it 40%?
No, I have the numbers right here.
Go ahead. Bob Green from Fraser Foods, where are they?
We are giving our Support the Troops night, which is Friday night. It'll be $5 a dart. You can throw a dart at the Saddam Hussein poster. If you hit the bullseye, you get a baked potato off the baked potato tree. Plus, the women's toilet has the picture of Saddam Hussein on the bottom of the toilet.
Well, how much is that costing?
That's nothing. The ladies can go in and have at it. It's a great thing. What we're doing, Phil, is...
How much are you giving to the orphanage?
Phil, it's a fluctuating figure right now. We're talking 35 to 40%.
That's right. Give or take a few, because again, you aren't in business, Phil. I am. And Ted is too, and we know how it works.
All right. I've never owned a business. You're right. I'm simply trying to say...
we got to cover our costs. The other thing that we're doing that I wanted to mention, and I didn't want to say this on your program, because suddenly when you go into the men's urinal, we've got pictures of Hussein in front of every urinal. And you can go ahead and slide it right at his mouth. What do you think of that? And you can...
Oh, Jesus. You know,
I didn't want to say it on your program, but again, Phil, let me tell you something. I'm angry. I'm angry at what this guy Hussein's done. I'm angry at what they did at 9/11, and I want this guy out of there.
I totally agree.
Okay. So what is it with the pussyfooting?
I'm just trying to get a hard and fast figure. That's all I'm trying to do. 1-800-449-8686. Here is Alex. Go ahead, Alex. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi there, Phil.
Hi. How you doing?
Fine, thank you. But good. I got to say, I don't understand. How is peeing on Saddam helping kids?
I'm talking about, man, having some fun and getting your anger out at a guy who I think is an abomination.
Yeah, but how your whole thing is that this is a fundraiser. It's a good thing. We're here to raise money.
I tried it earlier. It was fun.
Tried what?
Just so, you know, the Hussein head. It was great.
But it's okay. Well, that's beside the point. You know, you're saying it's 30%, 50%.
Yes, ma'am. I want to jump in. It gets people in the door. It gets people in the door, and then they go for the baked potato.
Wait a minute. Yeah, potato guy. Hey, potato guy. I don't understand. What? How are you? I mean, why are you even doing this?
I'm the CEO of a grocery chain. Why are we doing it? We support
our troops. And you're donating potatoes?
No, ma'am.
Look, maybe you weren't listening, Alex. And in fact, you probably weren't listening. What we're doing is you guys are donating money to a military orphanage that you're raising from people throwing darts. Is that right?
That is exactly correct. And 25 to 30% will go to the military fund.
What?
What do you mean, what? 25 to 30%. This is what I'm talking about. This is what my listeners are talking about. 1-800-449-8686. Let me go over here to Dan. Dan, go ahead.
Who the hell do you guys think you are?
I'm sorry?
Who the hell do you think you are?
Who do you think you are? Well, what are you doing?
I'll tell you who
doing?
I am, okay?
Yeah, what are you doing?
I'm an American citizen. I live in Utah. I live in a state with a very serious, dedicated commitment to the United States military. Okay?
I'm talking about you, not the state of Utah. What are you doing?
I live in this state, and it's my community. You let me talk, okay? So I live in this state. It's my community, okay?
We're donating football-sized potatoes that are...
Will you let the guy talk?
No, you're not donating that. First, you're donating 85% of your profits. Then you're donating 65%, then 45%, and now 25% of your profits.
Okay, let me ask you a question. Are you a businessman or are you not?
I am a businessman, as a
okay,
matter of fact.
You understand.
And if I were doing this, I would dedicate 100% of my profits.
Yeah, but here's the key. You're not doing it, are you, Dan? Ted Bell is. Ted Bell's doing it.
Ted Bell is raping his customers, and Ted Bell is exploiting the war.
Tell you what, why don't you do something good for your country? Why don't you come out and Ted to Beverly
Hills? I'll tell you what, Mr. Bell, why don't you go do something good for your country? Why don't you really put your money where your mouth is? Why don't you go pick up a gun and stand on that front line in the desert, huh?
Why don't you let me call you on a talk show. You go first. Yeah, well, you go first, okay? I'm a businessman, okay?
I'll stand right there with you.
I'm Ted Bell.
I'll even load your gun to make sure you don't blow your own head off, okay?
Well, you know something, Dan? It's funny, but let me ask you something, Brigham Young. Why don't you go back and start another Mormon community, all right? And I double dare you to go out and do for your country what I'm doing for our country.
You may be doing something for the country, okay? You may be doing something for the country, but what you're doing varies. You're either doing 25% for the country, you're doing 30% for the country, you know.
Well, I've got the figures now. I'm sorry. Ed Ellington just came in with them. It's a 20% flat. It's 20%.
Who's he? Is he the accountant or something?
Yeah, he's doing some of the figuring for us on the deal.
20%?
Absolutely. Now, again, I got to drive the potatoes over to the restaurant. I got to pay the guy that does that. We got to put the poster up. We got to, you know, that. Let me ask you a question. Hand-painted picture of Saddam Hussein on the bottom of the lady's john. What, do you think that's cheap? We also got
you got the Saddam Hussein heads where you can stick it in the mouth. Why don't you just not have those, have the dart game, charge a couple of bucks, you know?
Oh, well, look at you. You're trying to tell Ted Bell? I'm Ted Bell. No one tells me how to love my country or do things for my country.
All right. I got a gentleman on the line who's in the United States Air Force. Joe?
Yes.
Go ahead, Joe.
How many children are in this orphanage of yours?
It's not my orphanage, sir. It's an orphanage supported by the United States Army.
Supported by the United States Army? Where is this located?
Who wants to know?
I do, because I'd love to send some money to them. I've been on active duty for 20 years. I've never heard of such a thing.
There is a fund for children of men who've been killed in action.
I've been killed in action in the last 30 years.
Excuse me, have you ever heard of Grenada, Panama, Desert Storm? Jesus.
I lost people, and I know, and I got a pretty good idea of the casualty figures, and
okay.
I know what happened to those kids, okay?
And by the way, they
get taken by the families.
Hey, Joe, and another thing. You ever heard of 9/11? A couple people died there, too.
Lots of people died there.
Yeah, okay, so we're supporting
them. Most of them were military.
We're talking about
a military orphanage.
That's exactly correct, sir.
A military orphanage.
That is
funded
that's
by
exactly
the U.S.
Correct.
Army.
No, funded by Ted Bell and people of private donations.
Oh, it's funded by private donations.
Joe, I was in the Air Force. This is Bob Green. I was in the USAF. Where were you stationed?
Tucson.
Yeah, what base?
Davis Monthan.
Okay, I was at El Toro.
Marine Corps Air Station.
I'm sorry?
That's a Marine Corps Air Station.
Yeah, El Toro is an Air Force. It's Marines.
Yeah. I said I was in the Marines. You want to laugh about that one now, huh? I guess you think Marines are lousy flyers? I'm a trained killer.
Yeah. Okay, Joe, I really appreciate you.
You know where Okinawa is then, right?
Yeah, I know where it is.
Yeah.
Do you?
Oh, damn straight.
Yeah, you know, I'm glad you do, man, because I saw it on my bomb sites a few times. How about you?
You're what?
Were you in the Marines or the Air Force?
I flew, okay? I don't know which one it was. It was a long time ago.
1-800-449-8686. Let me go over here to Matt. Matt, hey, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Thanks for hanging on, Matt.
Hey, Phil. These guys are, like, really making me angry with the money thing. I mean, these guys are charging people at the door. They're getting... You guys are clearly making money on this, and you're making money on the war.
I already explained this to you, sir. I said that we have a fluid and floating deal. I'm very angry at Saddam Hussein, aren't you?
I'm angry too, but this doesn't give you license to make money on the war, which is exactly what you guys will be doing.
No, sir.
I think this gentleman just hit the nail on the head. You're making money...
Whoa. Hey, hold on. Don't you go there with me. Now, let me tell you something. First of all, as Bob pointed out, who do I pay to get the potatoes over to my restaurant? That costs money. Then I got to get...
How much does that cost? 80% of the money that you're going to make that night?
I'm a businessman, and I'm Ted Bell. All I'd like to say is this. Anybody who is a patriot, come on over to Ted's at Beverly Hills Restaurant. It's coming up on Friday night. Go ahead and slap that bad boy in Saddam's mouth. Ladies, have at it in the toilet, and throw a dart there at Saddam Hussein. And you going to be there, Matt?
I cannot imagine spending money there. That's just...
No, you know what you're going to do? You're going to go and join the Iraqi army. Go on over there.
No.
Have yourself a good time.
Listen, Matt, I was in the U.S. Naval Air Corps, and I can tell you that...
Oh, now it's the Navy, huh?
I'm sorry, it was the Air Force. I can tell you that it was a tough, tough thing, but I knew that the people were behind us, and that's why...
Which way we gotta go? Thanks very much, Matt. Hey, don't forget, folks, Ted's of Beverly Hills.
Wait a minute, you're not going to go.
I got to go right now. Don't forget, that's going to be Friday night. Ted.
Don't go, people.
I said to you, well, I'm going to pull my advertising. Go to Ted's of Beverly Hills. We're going to have a really great time. You can,
you can put it in Saddam Hussein's mouth for $5.
Right. Hello.
Here at Ted's, we want to put our meat in your mouth.
Meat in our mouth. See, I told you.
That's great. 1-800-449.
Potatoes are donated by Fraser Foods.
I got that already. Get out of here. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Controlled by the International Jewish Media Conspiracy. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
All right, we're back here on the Phil Hendry Show. Our number 1-800. What is that?
I'm just trying out that Saddam Hussein head, Phil. It's just it.
Get out of here with that.